Today we're talking to Juliet Wilson, who's one of Edinburgh's up-and-coming authors reading at Story Shop. So, Juliet, can you tell us a little bit about what inspires you to write?
I'm inspired by all kinds of things. I'm inspired a lot by nature. I'm inspired by conversations I overhear. I'm inspired by the things that happen, particularly peculiar things that may be slightly out of the ordinary.
And you write a lot of poetry, we know. So what brought you to short stories and Story Shop?
Well, I've written poetry for quite a long time, and I just started to think it would be nice to actually do something more narrative. I won't say necessarily longer, because most of the short stories I've written so far have actually been flash fiction, and they've been very short. But it's the idea of narrative and wanting to explore different kinds of writing.
So what have you chosen to explore in this particular short story?
This short story is inspired by trips I made to Zimbabwe when I was living in Malawi, and the interaction between tourists and tour guides and how people experience the wildlife in somewhere like Zimbabwe and how they react to it. Safari blessings. These tourists were all the same. Ignorant. Blessings Bandawi shaded his eyes against the sun and watched them in disgust. Fat women spilling over the edges of their deck chairs, clutching glasses of gin. Obese men struggling to focus cameras and binoculars. All of them shouting. It was enough to scare even the lions away. Blessings had been with Go Wild Safaris for 5 years now as a driver and guide, always dealing with the same loud, ignorant people in clothes to match, who were only interested in ticking species off a list and collecting tales to tell their friends back home of when I was in Zimbabwe. In all his years, he had never met a tourist genuinely interested in wildlife. Discerning travellers usually chose smaller safari companies with less champagne and more leisurely safari drives. Perhaps it was time to set up on his own, if only he could afford it. "Hey, Blessings!" George, a fat man with binoculars, gestured excitedly. "Are those stripy things over there tigers?" "We do not have tigers in Africa," Blessings replied, looking at the herd of stripy horses grazing in the distance, shimmering slightly in the haze. "I think you will find they are zebras, sir. Tigers tend to be a little more cat-like." Why did he keep saying sir and madam to these overweight fools? "Well, I never," said George. "Hey, Blessings, is that your real name?" "It's the English translation of my Shona name, which English speakers cannot usually pronounce," Blessings said. "Well, I never," said George. "Hey, what are we doing tomorrow?" Blessings thought for a while, then was hit by inspiration. As an experienced and popular guide, he was given total freedom in planning his safari trips. Now he would test that freedom to its limits. "Tomorrow," he announced grandly, "we are going to search for hippo eggs." "Well, I never! Did everyone hear that?" shouted George excitedly to his friends. "We're going to hunt hippo eggs tomorrow." Oohs and ahs circulated the camp. One woman spilled her gin in her excitement. "I didn't think hippos laid eggs," queried a stout woman with a battery-operated fan in her baseball cap. "Of course they do, Tracy," said George. "They live in the river." Blessings laughed quietly to himself as he went into the kitchen chalet to discuss menus with Annie Cagona, the cook, leaving the tourists to discuss hippos over their evening drinks. Next day, in the early morning chill, Blessings outlined the day's activities over an extra-large breakfast, trying not to think about how many people in his village could be fed by the amount of food on the table. He got on with the business in hand. "Today's expedition is special," he began. "Hippos build their nests in inaccessible places. Very few people have ever seen their eggs. We will walk long distances through thick bush, so you need to wear strong shoes, long trousers, and long sleeves. Do not take cameras, as that will upset the young hippos if we find any. Any questions?" "What about food?" asked George. "We will take plenty of food with us. No one will go hungry. So if you're all ready, we can go."